Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. With us today, Shawanda Irby. She's with the Rock Hill Housing Authority. And they got a lot going on down there, and we're going to find out exactly what it is, because there's just a few people out there trying to find a place to live in this very dynamic marketplace that we're all in. So, Shawanda, tell everybody a little bit about you, please.
Well, my name is Shawanda Irby. I am a longtime resident of the city of Rock Hill, single mom of four amazing sons.
God bless you, child.
Yes. Graduate of Clinton College and also Winthrop University. I actually just recently graduated with my master's on May 6th, so I'm super excited about
that. You should be. Congratulations.
My passion is community and giving back to our youth, and especially women, particularly young moms.
Good for you. Four boys, what are their ages?
My oldest is 20. I have a 19-year-old, 17, and a 15-year-old.
And I thought it was something raising two. You have four.
Right.
We could do a whole show.
Just call me back when you want to discuss that. But even with that, with my position at the Rock Hill Housing Authority, it all ties in
good
to my background and what we're doing there.
So for those who are new to the area, and we got a lot of them, tell them a little bit about the Housing Authority and what it's all about.
Okay. Well, the Rock Hill Housing Authority here is to provide affordable housing for low-income families. We have the public housing sector, which is what I the residents that I mainly work with, and those folks live in our properties that are within the Boyd Hill community, the South Workman Street, Kiger Street, and South Wilson Street, as well as the Great Falls community. And then also we have the Section 8 program, and with that program, folks are able to go out and rent from private renters or other realty agencies here. But with this particular program, they're able to find their own homes.
Isn't that something? Now, why Great Falls? Great Falls is nowhere near Rock Hill.
I know. You would think Great Falls would be connected with Chester County, but some kind of way it fell in the lap between Rock Hill, which is amazing. I don't know much about the area, but I'm now learning. There's not much there, so that kind of gives me the challenge of bringing more to the city of Great Falls. I'm super excited about that.
Well, there's about to be more there with the with all these improvements that Duke is making to the river down there. It's going to be a lot of whitewater. A lot of people down there who like to get into those kayaks. All right, so when you say you provide low-income housing, now, you have roughly how many units in all of this?
With public housing, it's a little over 500. And with the Section 8, I think it's a little over 800 participants in those particular programs.
So that's, when you say Section 8, you had 800.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 800 plus 500, so you have 1,300 units you're doing?
Right.
Wow.
With programs, and also we recently added programs specifically for veterans. So if anyone know of any veterans that's in need of housing, we do have some vouchers specifically for the veterans that's new. And then also we recently started a program specifically for foster youth that have aged out of care. So we've partnered with DSS. So a lot of times when folks age out of foster care, they have nowhere to go. So we have about, I think it's around 25 vouchers specifically for folks that have recently aged out of foster care. It's amazing.
So the money that makes the Rock Hill Housing Authority work, coming from where?
HUD. So, yeah, it's all of our programs are HUD funded. Even with the Ross program, the program that I'm program coordinator over is HUD funded.
All right, so you introduced it, Ross, this Ross program.
Yes.
Is this something new?
This is something new. barely a year old. So the ROS program stands for Resident Opportunity and Self-Sufficiency. And basically what this program does, it connects our residents within public housing to employment. So we help them find jobs. Those that are underemployed, maybe only working part-time, we help them find full-time employment. And then also we have a component of helping folks returning back to school. It may be just to obtain a certification. Maybe they started on an associate's or bachelor's degree and did not finish. We can support them with finishing that particular journey. Also, we have partners that help folks with financial literacy. So we have folks that help them with money management, learning how to reduce their debt. We partner with Bloom Realty, who is helping folks with repairing their credit and ultimately purchasing a home. And then also we do have a health component. So we partner with North Central and Affinity Healthcare for folks who may not have any medical insurance. It's an awesome program. Definitely beneficial for those within the Rock Hill Public Housing.
You're like a one-stop shop.
Absolutely. And as I mentioned earlier, as a single mom with four sons, I too used to be a participant of public housing and, you know, high school dropout. And so I know, you know, just the fear in starting a journey towards the unknown and not having that support system. So what we're offering now with the ROS program is a support system. So one of the things I let folks know that they're not in this journey alone and they do have support.
So you say this program's been online for about a year?
About a year. Mm-hmm.
And this is another HUD program?
Yes, this is HUD grant-funded program. This is a three-year grant. We're hoping to have this grant continue, and I think it will continue. We currently have 56 of our residents enrolled in this program, and we're hoping to have even more register and enroll in this program.
All right, so you get a grant for 3 years. What roughly? What's the size of the grant?
The grant is for $239,000.
$239,000.
Yes. All right. Yes.
That's over 3 years.
For 3 years. Mm-hmm.
Each year for 3 years.
No, it's for the 3 years.
I got you. All right.
So with this particular grant, it doesn't. It supports the residents because they help connect them with services. So this is where the Jobs Plus come in. It's like a added component to the ROS program. With the Jobs Plus program, we can offer more incentives because as a single mom myself and once a participant of the public housing program, you know, a lot of times when folks do find employment, you lose your benefits and then, you know, things kind of get tight. So with this Jobs Plus grant, as long as folks are actively enrolled, that means utilize the services, following through with meeting their goals. With this grant, we're able to pay their rent for up to 4 years, 100%.
Really?
Yes. So it is definitely a game changer. And it's intended to remove barriers. Also, with this Jobs Plus grant, we're able to assist folks with child care and then also other support services as well. So there's no reason not to enroll in this program. It's definitely a game changer.
Sounds to me like you're going to need more money to do all that.
Well, it's doable.
It's doable.
Well, we also within this grant we do have community partners that will be offering some services for our folks. So yeah, we're going to make sure we're removing those barriers to ensure that once they enrolled in school, they don't have to worry about child care or if it's uniforms, we're going to be able to support them with that. So I'm super excited. Oh, and with the Jobs Plus grant, this is a $2.3 million grant. So
oh, Jobs Plus is now $2.3 million.
Yes. So it's
you got money coming out everywhere here.
Well, but you know what? I'm always telling folks, this is the time. You have so many agencies and businesses that are receiving grants and funding to help with things such as this. I tell folks, this is the time now to return back to school to obtain some kind of certification to trade or go and finish that degree. There's funds out there to do it.
Now, is this all coming from I can't even remember the name. The COVID-19 relief bills that have been passed, the big trillion-dollar bills?
No, this is not with COVID. This is specifically a grant-funded coming from the HUD. So So with this Jobs Plus grant, they only chose 12 public housing authorities to actually be able to utilize this grant, and we were the only one in South Carolina to receive this grant. So we're definitely super excited about that, and I have to credit everything to our great leadership, which is under Dwayne Affer. He's amazing.
And that's something. We're the only one in South Carolina.
Yes, in the state of South Carolina.
And there's only 11 others across the country.
11 others.
Woo!
Awesome. So this is a huge opportunity, not only for the folks here in Rock Hill, but also with the folks within Great Falls Housing as well.
So you've got 56 people involved and enrolled in this program now. It could end up being 156 if there was enough response. And that's one of the reasons you're here.
Get more
people.
I want to see more people. The service, this is a win-win situation. Again, for me, it was a 10-year journey for me in becoming self-sufficient. So with these grants, folks can meet their goals within 2 to 3 years.
You know, the bottom line of this is, if you have any inertia at all in your system, if you want to get out of the problem and mesh you're in, here it is. All you got to do is get a hold of Shawanda here. So let's talk about how do we get in contact with you or whoever.
Well, the best way to do it is to go on our website, which is www.rhha.org. That's our website at the Rock Hill Housing Authority. You can actually apply for the ROS program on the website, or folks can call me directly. And my direct contact number is 803-909-8945. And if I don't pick up, leave a message. I'm always returning phone calls back. But, if we can have everyone within the Rock Hill and Great Falls Public Housing apply for this particular program, I would love that. I would love to.
Let me make
sure
I understand all this. If you get into this thing and you qualify and you show that you're going to do what's necessary, these programs are going to pick up your rent for 4 years.
With the Jobs Plus, four years.
You can pick up child care.
Yes.
You can pick up uniform stuff. I mean, you might even buy a toothpaste and a toothbrush. I mean, I have no.
Yes. Where was this program 10, 15 years ago? But it's here now, and it's here for folks. The only thing they have to do to qualify, again, they have to be residents within a Rock Hill, Great Falls Public Housing, and be a minimum of 16 years of older. So if we have a mom that's registered, she has a kid that's 16, 17, 18, or maybe there's a aunt, uncle, or mom or grandparent living there, they can all receive services from this program. So there's no.
I mean, when you're talking about 1,300 units that you all operate, I would think the word would just go like lightning.
To be honest, and I can't speak for everyone, change is the unknown. It's the unknown. You know, sometimes folks get comfortable with where they are, and hey, if I start doing things differently, what's that going to look like? And folks really don't know.
Well, you know, and you, it's very interesting you say that. Because what has happened during this whole pandemic is we've got all these different little checks that are coming from Uncle Sam to help people get over the bridge. And a lot of people argue we've had too many checks and we've gotten people dumbed down so they don't realize they've got to go back to work. Well, that's going to change. And it's going to start changing here at the end of June when the state supplement pulls out. And then I think the federal government is going to pull theirs out in the end of September. So you might as well get started now.
Yeah, and so that's why I'm telling people, this is the time now. Go back, obtain that certification, go finish that degree, learn a new trade. The services and the programs within the ROS, it's free. We partner with, for the most part, we partner with SC Works. They have some amazing programs there. And they actually need folks to come utilize these programs so they can spend the money they have. But folks are not showing up. So
is there a corner of Rock Hill that doesn't have, now we're hiring signs up? Everywhere
not
you
that
look.
I know of, but like you stated, the funding, the stipends, all of that is gonna run out eventually. So come on out, get that certification, so when it's time to go back to work, you can have the income coming in to maintain your household.
Remember, you got to have a certain type of skill set to get Absolutely. Most jobs,
mm-hmm.
right?
You do.
Bottom line. And with this program, you can get started, get all this stuff going.
Absolutely. We actually, we have four participants that are actively purchasing a home. We have one that's already been qualified, and she's actually looking now, and we have three more coming in behind her. So, with this program, we have community partners that's going to meet them where they are. So if your credit score is a 425 or 640 or 700, we're going to work with you where you are. And if it's your desire to purchase your forever home, we want to support you in doing that.
Does the Housing Authority have housing stock that people could buy that are in these particular situations?
I'm not fully aware of that. My specialty is the ROS program.
All right.
Not sure about that, but I'm just excited about the opportunities here for change and for growth. And my only goal is to support folks and where they are into the place they would
it's
like
a whole nother
be.
Division. I think it's called neighborhood housing that the city has.
Yeah.
It does all that kind of stuff. All right.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. My thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, Shawanda, I did not tell you about this, but maybe you remember because you were on the show before.
Okay.
We make fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2. The way we do it is in the white letters there, and we're all going to say it together out loud at the count of three. Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three. Slice.
Slice.
Garden. You'll get it next time. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to andersongriggs.com.
Comporium's Cloud Voice Services delivers carrier-class cloud PBX and hosted business phone services with all the features expected from a traditional phone system, plus unified communications, instant messaging, mobile apps, video conferencing, and more. Business Cloud Voice takes away all the guesswork by offering a cost-effective, pay-as-you-grow service. It doesn't skimp on quality or features. It won't hurt the bottom line, and it will continue to deliver innovative services year after year. Learn more online at business.comporium.com.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Wow, have things changed over the last year? This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning, and also give us time to prepare for the week to come. But we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, but remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. And with us today is Shawanda Irby. She is with the Rock Hill Housing Authority. We're sitting here saying, you know, they've got this beautiful program that has just opened up called the ROS program that has put a whole bunch of money on the table to help people who are trying to get out of the situation they're in. And Shawanda's here begging people to sign up for this thing. And, you know, I mentioned to you off the air, your own life story, you personally, mm-hmm. single mom, four boys. Mm-hmm. You've been there, done that.
Yes.
And you just finished your master's degree over at Winthrop University.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So I have to think you got very little patience. You understand, but you got, you probably must get angry because people can do this.
No, not necessarily angry.
Frustrated.
Maybe frustrated because I know how my journey was. And for me, it was a 10 plus year journey without having a support system in place. And a lot of times I tell folks, connect to folks that's either where you would like to go or those that's moving towards where you would like to go. Because a lot of times, you know, the folks you're connected to, they're comfortable with where you are, and then a lot of times they're in the same place. So when you're having a bad day and you're having a moment and thinking about quitting, those folks are going to say, well, hey, don't worry about it. You tried. Give up. But if you're connected to someone that's already doing it, like myself, if I can do it with four kids, you can do it.
Absolutely.
There's no excuse. The only thing that separates myself from any other participant of the program or within Housing Authority now is the choices and decisions we made. That's it.
Exactly right. Okay, so let's take me through this.
Okay.
I make application by going to your website, rhaa.org, rhaa.org, or I call you at 803-909-8945.
Yes.
And we connect.
Okay.
And I fill out the application, and you accept me. All right. What is the first thing you're going to do? You want to know, I guess, what my particular situation is. Is that right?
Yeah. So the first thing I'm going to do is make sure that you attend an orientation. So with the orientation, I just break down what the program is, what to expect from me as the program coordinator, and expectations of you. And those expectations are very simple. The first and foremost, I ask that participants commit to their plan. I ask that they utilize opportunities and services that I offer to them. And last but not least, I ask that they communicate with me. Life happens to everyone. No one is exempt from life. Things are going to come up to where maybe you can't attend an appointment, or maybe you didn't return that phone call. It's okay. Communicate. I can work with what I know. And then lastly, just know that you do have support. If there's a barrier you're facing, call me. Let me know. You never know what I can do. I had a participant, mom of several kids. Her car was broken down. And we do have the free bus system. But when you have multiple children, it's kind of difficult getting kids up and ready just to meet the bus. And so I reached out to one of our community partners, and they told me, tell mom to get the car towed to whatever shop, see what's wrong with the car, and let us know. It wasn't an issue of if it's under $500, if it's only the battery, get your car towed, figure out what's going on, let us know, we'll pay for it. So can we do that for everybody? Absolutely not. But if you communicate with me, I'm going to advocate on your behalf and remove as many barriers as I can.
So this lady is like a godsend. Your job is to remove the obstacles,
mm-hmm,
so that you can move forward.
Yes.
And get the education / training you need.
Absolutely.
To take the step out from where you are now to better,
yes,
yourself.
Absolutely. So once folks attend that orientation, there may be multiple folks. Sometimes it's just one person. The next step would be to complete an intake. And that's why I would gain that more information, figure out, you know, do you have a high school diploma? Do you have health, life insurance, things of that nature? What are your goals? Do you receive any kind of SSI, food stamps, all of that stuff? I ask all of those questions. And at the end of that intake, we begin to discussing your goals, and I just work with you on a plan for a blueprint to reach those goals. So those goals are not what I think you should do. There's time folks had goals, and I'm thinking in my mind, you should probably do a little bit more, but it's not what I want. Again, it's not what the agency think a person should do, because it's not everybody's goal to move out of public housing, and that's okay. Their goal may just be to obtain a skill in a job to maintain their unit. And so we just support them in doing that.
It's tough, isn't it? It's hard to understand if somebody doesn't want to move on,
mm-hmm,
and get out of the situation that they're in. I mean, but I got it.
That's their end goal, and we're here to support that. So
All right, so once you've done all this, then you're going to find out, you know, what my financial situation is. You're going to find out I've got a couple of kids. I've got rent that I have to pay. I have an electric bill. I'm struggling with all that kind of stuff. I'm holding a couple of jobs as it is now, trying to, but I got to get out of this mess.
Yeah.
So you're going to be able to do what to help me?
We're going to sit down and just figure out what's going to be the short-term goal. So we're not going to be able to tackle all of that stuff at first. So maybe it may just be childcare, or maybe.
Which would be a huge, huge relief.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So we also have a partnership with SC Works. Right now, with the grant we have now, we can't pay for long-term child care, but with the Jobs Plus, we will be able to. But a lot of times I connect folks with SC Works, and they offer some support with child care.
And so, if you get through SC Works and you get that nice little diploma that they have, then all of a sudden an employer knows that you're ready to be hired, and you've got the skill sets that they need.
So just to kind of share a really quick story, they have a program, it's called JET, and that's Job Endurance Training. So with this particular program with SC Work, they train folks to receive the skills that employers are currently looking for now. So I sent three of my participants there, and one of the participants, after she completed this training, was actually hired by SC Works, and now she's been charged with revamping that same program that she went through just a few months ago. So one thing I always tell folks, show up. You never know what opportunity that's going to be provided just by you simply showing up. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, show up, and as I've learned, it's hard for me to understand all this. Make sure that you tuck your shirt tail in.
Right.
Make sure you brush your teeth.
Yeah.
And consider taking a shower so you're presentable. Bottom line. But this is stuff that you're having to teach a lot of people.
Yeah.
What they call this, soft skills?
Yeah, soft skills. And that's what the JET program helped folks with. And a lot of folks, it's 3 days. I think it's like a 12-hour per day training for 3 days, but I sat in on at least the last day, but it was so informative. Even with me, I'm like, okay, this is some really good information. So even if you're not enrolled in a Ross program, maybe you're unemployed and want to get those skills so you can find employment, definitely reach out to SC Works and enroll in that JET program. Very informative.
And if you are employed, doesn't make any difference. You can get in this program to move yourself
even
on up.
If you employ, they can still support you, and like I said, they have so many funding that they need to spend.
Yeah, they got funding they need to
they
spend.
They have to spend,
and
but
if you
folks
don't,
are not.
And it's not used, eventually it's
going to go
back,
away. And then away. When all of this government-funded money is gone, folks are going to want support with going back to school. Because even with me, I went through the SC Works program. They also have a program called the WIA program.
Sure.
And with that program, it supported me with obtaining my GED. And then also, they paid for me to obtain my CNA certification, a phlebotomy certification, and EKG. And they also paid for child care. So even before, I was always that mom, like, if it was going to help me in my situation, yeah, I'm going to utilize it.
All right, so to get started on this program, real simple, go to RHAA.org, RHAA.org. I'll give Shawanda a call directly at 803-909-8945. Shawanda Irby, thank you for being on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, fresh subs and salads 7 days a week prepared here at Substation 2. The master here, Mr. Charles Ruffalo, is going to direct you, Shawanda.
Okay.
You get your own personal lesson, but you got to follow the bouncing ball. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Guarding, guarding, guarding.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.